Today is the 13th day of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. And it is wonderful to be here again together with you today, taking the next step forward and rapidly going through a lot of territory as the Bible winds its way to a close. So today, as we end this week, we will read an entire book in the Old Testament, the book of Obadiah. And this is the shortest book in the Old Testament. And even though Obadiah, like the name Obadiah, is the identified name of the author, like there's almost nothing known about him other than his name means servant of Yahweh. Obadiah is not an entirely uncommon name at this time, and so like dating the prophecy is difficult. There's like a general consensus among scholars that Obadiah is probably contemporary with Jeremiah, and that his prophetic work is using Babylon's conquest of Jerusalem as its context. And if that's the correct theory, then that would date Obadiah to the late 500s BCE. There's only 21 verses in the book of Obadiah, and yet it deals with a much longer running family issue and heralds doom, like complete destruction for the Edomites. And, you know, it's not like we haven't heard the Moabites and the Edomites throughout our reading this year. But if we reflect back to the beginning of our journey through the Bible, we'll remember the story of Jacob and Esau. And Jacob's name is changed to Israel. And so his descendants are his children, the children of Israel. Esau's descendants also became a large family. He had kids too, and they became a people and a nation, and they became known as the Edomites. So when God delivered the children of Israel from their slavery in Egypt, the Edomites would not allow their relatives to pass through their land as they traveled toward their own land of promise. You can probably remember those stories. And at other points in history, when Israel was being attacked, the Edomites just watched it happen. So Obadiah is speaking directly to this issue. And we'll see he's speaking with not so great promises. And it's not as if the Edomites were just passive, like they just stood by and watched bad things happen. The Edomites were willing to pillage the Jews, their own kinfolk, while they were suffering. And so God is less than pleased with this. And so ultimately, Obadiah announces the complete destruction of Edom. But we have a pretty good application for this message in our own time. And man, like now more than ever. Because as believers, we have each been given a story of redemption, of what we've been rescued from through Jesus. And we have become the children of God. Like not the children of Israel or the children of Edom, the children of God. And all of us who truly believe, we are family. And all too often, we are witnessing our brothers and sisters at war with each other. Or we stand by as brothers and sisters are being pillaged and suffering. And in our own spiritual arrogance, we can believe that they're just getting what they deserve. The book of Obadiah would reject that concept and would absolutely denounce that posture and give a clear picture of God's displeasure with that kind of arrogance. And so even though we're reading something ancient here, this has very, very real relevancy in our world today. And so with that, we read the book of Obadiah. The vision of Obadiah. This is what the Lord God says about Edom. We have heard news from the Lord, and an envoy has been sent among the nations. Get up, let us rise up against her in battle. Listen, I will make you insignificant among the nations. You will be completely despised. You who live in the clefts of the rocky cliff, the pride of your heart has deceived you. Your dwelling is so high that you say in your heart, who can bring me down to the ground? Even if you would soar as high as an eagle, and even if your nest is set among the stars, I will bring you down from there, declares the Lord. If thieves came to you, if robbers came by night, oh, what disaster awaits you. Wouldn't they steal only until they had enough? If grape pickers came to you, wouldn't they leave some grapes for gleaning? Oh, how completely Esau will be ransacked. His hidden treasures will be searched out and looted. All your allies will push you back to your border. Those who were at peace with you will deceive you and overpower you. Those who eat bread with you will lay a trap for you. There is no understanding left in Edom. Will I not destroy the wise men of Edom on that day, declares the Lord? Will I not take away from the mountain of Esau those who have understanding? Your strong warrior, Timan, will be shattered by terror so that everyone from the mountain of Esau will be cut down by the massacre. Because of the violence done to your brother Jacob, shame will cover you, and you will be cut off forever. On the day when you stood by and watched, on the day when strangers carried away Jacob's wealth, and foreigners entered his gate and cast lots for Jerusalem, you were just like one of them. But do not look down on your brother on the day of his misfortune. Do not rejoice over the people of Judah on the day when they are destroyed. Do not speak proudly on the day of distress. Do not enter the gate of my people on the day of their disaster. Do not look down on their affliction on the day of their calamity. Do not seize their wealth on the day of their disaster. Do not stand in the crossroads to cut off those who have escaped. Do not imprison his survivors on the day of distress. Yes, the day of the Lord is near for all the nations. As you have done, it will be done to you. Your deeds will return upon your own head. For just as you Edomites have drunk on my holy mountain, so also all the nations will drink continually. Yes, they will drink and guzzle it down, and it will be as though the Edomites never existed. But on Mount Zion, there will be some who escape, and it will be holy. The house of Jacob will recapture its territory. The house of Jacob will be a fire. The house of Joseph a flame. But the house of Esau will be stubble. The Israelites set them on fire and consume them. There will not be any survivors for the house of Esau. Yes, the Lord has spoken. People from the Negev will take possession of the mountains of Esau, and those from the Shephelah will take possession of the land of the Philistines. They will take possession of the territory of Ephraim and the territory of Samaria. Benjamin will take possession of Gilead. Those from the army of the people of Israel who have been exiles will take possession of the territory of the Canaanites as far as Zarephath, and the exiles from Jerusalem who are in Sepharad will take possession of the cities of the Negev. Saviors will go up on Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau, and the kingdom will belong to the Lord. Revelation 4. After these things I looked, and there was a door opened in heaven. And the first voice that I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must happen after these things." Immediately I was in the Spirit, and look, a throne was standing in heaven, and someone was sitting on the throne. The one who was sitting there looked like a jasper stone and a ruby. Around the throne there was a rainbow that looked like an emerald. Also around the throne were 24 thrones, and sitting on those thrones were 24 elders dressed in white garments with gold crowns on their heads. Out of the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and crashes of thunder. In front of the throne, 7 flaming lamps were burning, which are the 7 spirits of God. Also in front of the throne was something resembling a glassy sea, which was like crystal. In the middle, near the throne and around the throne, there were 4 living creatures, full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion. The second living creature was like an ox. The third living creature had a face like a man. And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. Each one of the 4 living creatures had 6 wings, and the wings were full of eyes all around and underneath. Day and night, without pause, they keep saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty, who was, and who is coming." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to Him who sits on the throne, the one who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders bow down before Him who sits on the throne. They worship the one who lives forever and ever and lay down their crowns in front of His throne as they say, "Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive the glory and the honor and the power, for you have created all things, and because of your will, they existed and were created." Psalm 132. Remember David and his son. A song of the ascents. Remember for David's sake, O Lord, all his afflictions. Remember how he swore to the Lord. He made a vow to the Mighty One of Jacob. "I will not enter my own house. I will not get into my own bed. I will not allow my eyes to sleep or my eyelids to slumber until I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Mighty One of Jacob." Yes, we heard about it in Ephrathah. We found it in the fields of Jair. Let us go to his dwelling place. Let us bow down at his footstool. Arise, O Lord. Come to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. May your priests be clothed with righteousness. May your favored ones shout for joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject the face of your anointed one. The Lord swore to David a truth from which he will not turn back. From the fruit of your body, I will place kings on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and my testimonies that I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here I will live, for I have desired it. I will bless her greatly with food. I will satisfy Zion's poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her favored ones will shout for joy. There I will make a horn shoot up for David. I will set up a lamp for my anointed one. I will clothe his enemies with shame, but on him his crown will be beautiful. Proverbs 29, 24, and 25. The partner of a thief hates his own life. He hears the oath, but he does not reveal anything. Being afraid of a man sets a trap, but a person who trusts in the Lord will be secure. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for another day. And this day brings us to the end of another week. We thank you for another week. We reflect back and we made it. We're here by your grace, your kindness, and your mercy in our lives. And we thank you for that. How would we have ever gotten here without you? Anywhere that we've gotten at all. And so thank you for bringing us this far. And as we prepare to release this week, and it floats away and becomes a part of our story, our history, we look forward to all that you have yet to speak through your word as we continue this relationship with it and continue day by day, step by step, to ingest and immerse ourselves in it and allow it inside, allow it within us to shape us and guide us. And so, Holy Spirit, come. Lead us into all truth. Help us to see and hear what we need to see and hear. Help us to wake up and be self-aware so that these shifts and changes take place. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. They're where to get connected, where to stay connected to what's happening around here. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time everywhere. So it's Christmas time here around the Daily Audio Bible. And that means a number of things. The annual family Christmas box is available. It is full of goodies, some of them commemorating this is the 20th anniversary, for example, the annual ornament that is always and only ever in the Christmas box. And I have loved seeing the pictures of the Christmas trees that you send in and your collections of these. We got the collection too, and so I love seeing that. But this one is the 20th anniversary one with our word safe for the year on it. And so that, as well as a number of other things, are in the Christmas box this year. Check it out at dailyaudiobible.com in the shop, or if you're using the app, press the drawer icon in the upper left-hand corner, and that'll get you to the shop. The Daily Audio Bible Annual Family Christmas Party is coming up, and you can participate in that by calling in your holiday greeting to the community here. You do that, well, the same way that you call in a prayer request or encouragement. Hit the hotline button in the app or dial 877-942-4253. Just a couple of rules. Don't call in a prayer request and a holiday greeting in the same call. And just one holiday greeting per person, not like a series of calls, just one. And looking forward to, man, sitting down with some hot coffee, probably some holiday blend, some of the Daily Audio Bible Christmas blend, and listening. Jill and I, it's one of our favorite pastimes, actually, is to participate in the Daily Audio Bible Christmas party. And so make sure that your voice is heard. Don't wait. Don't delay. Only a few days more we'll be able to take these, and so make sure that you get your call in. Let's see, Christmas music. So, a couple of ways that you can participate in some of the Daily Audio Bible Christmas music. One, the family Christmas album and then Max's album, Christmas Time, are both available in the Daily Audio Bible shop on vinyl. Christmas music is fantastic on the classic turntable. And so we have these available for your vinyl collection in the Daily Audio Bible shop. And if you are streaming, wherever you are streaming, search for my name and you'll find Family Christmas. I'll search for Maxwell's name, Maxwell Harden, and you'll find Christmas Time. Or just search for Daily Audio Bible and you should find all of this wherever you're streaming. Jill also has a number of Christmas songs that are available, including her rendition of O Holy Night, which is fantastic. So, yeah. Allow us to be a part of your Christmas listening pleasure. And we would love that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if what we're doing here, showing up, creating safe space, sacred space, quiet space, to be here together in community and do nothing more than take a step forward together every day. Just showing up for each other, showing up for ourselves, and watching what a year will bring as we let the Bible speak for itself. If that is life-giving, that has been meaningful to you, then thank you, humbly, for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Because of Him, we have the hope of eternal life. We also have peace and joy that surpasses anything this world can give. We pray that we will always remember this incredible gift. Help us to find ways to recenter our lives and families around the love of Jesus. Help us to see the beauty of Jesus as the greatest gift of all, and inspire our hearts to carry gratitude for this gift always. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us so much that nothing in our past, present, or future can separate us from your love. Your love transcends all understanding, and experiencing it is our life's greatest joy. Father, help us to speak and act with truth and love and to be a light in the world, just as Jesus was. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi guys, it's Friend of the Bridegroom in Denver. Today's the Saturday, the 6th of December, and I'm calling in because I just found out my cousin Sebastian, who's 36 years old, has been diagnosed with cancer in his medulla. So I'm bringing him before the body of Christ that we all may pray that the mercy of God may rest upon him, and if it be God's will, he may heal him of his cancer. So, dear God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, I raise my cousin Sebastian up before you, Father. I pray you have mercy on him, and you may heal him as I know you can, and I know that you are willing. Please, Father, give him and his mother, my Aunt Gloria, comfort as they go through this trial, as we go through this trial with them. Let us come together and embrace them with the love that you have for us. In Jesus' name I pray, and in Jesus' name I thank you. Amen.
Hi, this is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is December 6th, and I finished listening to the prayer and encouragement for last week, and Candace from Oregon my deepest, sincerest condolences on your losing your husband, Lyle. I loved listening to your message about what a wonderful 2 years it's been for the both of you. And I'm deeply sorry for your loss. Thank you for sharing with us the past and the present. I pray that you continue to find comfort in this space, but most importantly, I pray that you find comfort in the arms of your Savior during this time. God bless you, Candace. We love you dearly. God bless you, family. Make it a great day.
Hello, my dear Daily Audio Bible family. This is Maria. I am thinking about the wonders of Advent. This is day 7 in Advent, and the good news that God came. Emmanuel, God is with us. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you sent your only Son, and thank you that he sent his disciples and said that as they were going out into the world, they should make disciples, baptize them, and teach them to do the same. And because of that, Lord, that chain has been unbroken for thousands of years, and it comes all the way to us today. And here we are, a result of people being obedient to that great commission. Lord, I ask you, send more people into the harvest field. Lord, it's what you said to pray. I just ask that more and more people would desire to go. Young people would be desiring to go. And today specifically, I ask for your provision. Sometimes it's finances, Father, that hold us back. And I just, that shouldn't be so, Lord. And I just pray to you that own the cattle on 1,000 hills. It is all yours. Please open the floodgates of heaven. Please provide for us that are full-time workers and that depend upon people's generosity. I just pray that you would open people's hearts to continue to give toward missions, to give toward that great commission being fulfilled, Lord, so that future generations may know you and praise you. We love you and thank you for Jesus this Advent season. Amen.